Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloveds. Hi, this is Kirsten Hansen, and we are in our weekly service of Heart of Magdalene. And today we are going to be speaking about selfless service, which is found in many spiritual texts, but specifically, we're going to be guided by some of the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, which is also synonymous with many of Christ's teachings in the embodiment of Mary Magdalene. So I welcome you and I'm grateful to be here with you today. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to speak the wisdom as I see it today, which continuously grows as I become more aware and have more awareness within myself. This is the Heart of Magdalene. I am Kirsten Hansen, a reverend. I'm a reverend and a teacher of the new way. What's coming, the new dawn, the expansion and the expression of the light. The heart center, the Heart of Magdalene, is a spiritual dwelling center, spiritual heart center, where you come to learn and embrace the wisdom of the feminine, right? We are the feminine face of God. We're moving into the age of the feminine, and actually the revelation, the realization of the feminine wisdom, which can be seen again throughout all spiritual texts, because in order to be fully realized as a human and move into enlightenment, you must merge the masculine and feminine within yourself to truly experience the holy union within you. So I invite you today to listen to some of these teachings and really begin to embrace some of the feminine aspects, the feminine face of God, which is giving rise and is seeking to be realized and expressed and have dominion and anchor it in here on earth. So we can move to the next layer of consciousness, which is actually happening already. So welcome. Really glad to be here. The teaching ensures that you anchor in the holy dwelling place, which is within yourself. You are your own temple. You are the sacred. You are the divine. And the dwelling place of worship is within, it's internal, and all answers to the infinite and to the universe reside within you. So today, I'm going to invite you, as we always do, to settle in. Settle in. We're going to open with a settling in and with a prayer and with some heart connection and heart consciousness. Okay. So settle in. Take a breath. Get present in your body and become into the awareness of you. Come into that awareness. And in this breath, center into the center of your heart. Yes, settle into the center of your heart. And recognize in the center of your heart this beautiful heart space that is yours. Taking a breath. And allowing your space, your heart space, to begin to fill with a beautiful white light. This white light, this is the light of the infinite. It is so bright and so pure, it is beyond human comprehension. And it transmits in the human heart is this unconditional love that allows for that state of pure bliss, that state of grace, that state of love. So allow your heart is the connection to the infinite. It is where your holy dwelling place resides. It is where you make manifest the holy within you. It starts there. Coming to know God, coming to know that holy place, coming to know Jesus, coming to know the divine feminine. Coming to know Mary Magdalene or any other master teacher resides in your heart, but also beyond that, they are but teachers to teach you the way home to your heart. So center into your heart and bring in that light. Taking a breath. Taking a breath. And so place your hand on your heart feeling that embodiment of that white light, that place of unconditional love beyond human comprehension. Allow that light to begin to merge through your body. And so we open with deep and abiding gratitude for this moment in time we get to spend together. We have deep gratitude that we have the holy dwelling place within us. We no longer have to search. It is within us. And we call upon that God of our understanding, to anchor deep within our heart, to feel that unconditional love that only the divine has. We are grateful for this breath of life, this opportunity to have this life, this moment in time, because in this moment of time, in this power of now, we incorporate the divine into us, the recognition of the divine into us. We are grateful. I am grateful for this moment with you. I am grateful that you are here. I am grateful that you exist. I'm grateful that you are part of the magnificence that is stepping forward to create a new way, a new world. I am grateful for the frequency and harmony of unconditional love, of peace, of joy, of vitality. I am grateful. And so we recognize in this moment of gratitude, the I am that I am. We recognize that I am God and God is me. I am the seed of consciousness within consciousness, and I'm seeking to step forward. I am seeking to be born, to be realized, and I recognize the oneness that comes from that in the vastness. And I recognize the pure of heart within me. For see, I was born whole and holy. I am the seed of consciousness. I am a seed of God. Therefore, I am pure, I am whole, I am loved. And I recognize that oneness with God. I recognize that with the divine, recognize that with the holy. And I allow that Holy Spirit to move through me and guide me in all of my actions. And I recognize that when I bring that oneness into existence, into harmony and in my heart, I flow. I flow. And in this oneness, the feminine gets to reveal her wisdom in humble service to all. And in this, I have a realization of my calling, that I am chosen, and I choose to say yes to being chosen. And I give thanks for that. And I hope you give thanks, that I know you give thanks for that. I know that you are chosen too. And we are claiming our rightful place here on earth in service, selfless service to humanity. And in that realization, in that time where I serve the Most High, I serve God, I serve as God's beacon of light, in that realization of who I am, the richness of the Spirit is abundant and prosperous within my heart. And all things are born from that pure heart. All things are born from that pure heart. And I give thanks for that. I give thanks for even the desire and the willingness and the openness to have my life reordered in divine service, divine harmony, to be a humble servant of God's work. I love you and I thank you for that. And I release all of these words into law, and I know that all that we are seeking, all of my needs are met, and all of my words are heard into this moment. And so it is. And so it is. And so we begin our service today. And I'm going to read something that was channeled to me. It was gifted to me in the beginning of the year through my prayer and communication with God and my meditation. See, I have a deep, fertile practice that I incorporate. I build my muscle to guide my relationship with God in a deep and meaningful way, because God is my provider. It's the only place that I seek guidance from at this point, right? I go to God and I get all of my actions guided. Now, I'm human, so I will have some moments where I might need some human interpretation or support or extra guidance to understand some of the messages I'm given. But see, I'm willing. I'm a humble student of, which means that every day I show up newly. I release the need to know everything. I release the need to know, because see, that was the number one thing I heard after my accident was, my dear love, you know nothing. You know nothing, and everything you thought you know is untrue. And I'm studying the Course of Miracles again, and that was the reading again this week that I happened upon in a group, which was that I cannot live tomorrow and today based off of yesterday. So I must come newly to to my situations. So this is what came through, and this is going to be the basis of what we're speaking to in combination with the Bhagavad Gita, which is selfless service. So this is the channeled message. And I invite you to place your hand on your heart when you hear this, because this has been incorporated as my daily prayer. Blessed be all things you seek, for they are born pure of heart. Seek them blessed, for they shall prosper. Seek them holy, for they shall shine. Seek them pure, and they shall be heard. Seek them whole, and they shall heal. For these are the words of the Lord God unto you. For upon this day you shall no longer perish. You have sought the love in the word of thy God and turned your life unto me. I now turn my life unto you. Open your basket and receive. Thy bounty for the riches of the kingdom are yours. Protect your word and protect dear one and preach my name, not in vain, but in glory. To the highest in the light of all days shall be yours, your children, and your children's children. And so it is. So I invite you to take this in, because see, we are standing at the eternal edge of the infinite. We are in a consciousness that has never happened before in history. And this is part of this feminine rising, the feminine essence. This is part of her wisdom being shown. We talk a lot about Sophia. We talk a lot about Mary Magdalene, and there are many names for her wisdom in spiritual texts. So I'm going to talk today about section 3 of the Bhagavad Gita, which is selfless service. And it speaks to the importance of really seeking why you are in action. Okay. So it is really important, first of all, that we seek to fulfill our duties and work hard. Okay. And we're going to come back to that. But it says here, through selfless service, you will always be fruitful and find the fulfillment of your desires. This is a promise. Through selfless service, you will always be fruitful and find the fulfillment of your desires. Now, I have a deep and abiding relationship with Christ. I also have a deep and committed relationship with God that I've had since I've been a kid. I've seen the hand of God since I've been a kid. I've also been an executive in many technology companies and telecommunications companies, and I have sought to work for something, for attainment of a title, for attainment of success, for an attainment of actually believing I'm worthy of something. In my own transformation and in my own continued evolution and surrender unto God, as I can understand it in that time, I began moving into this knowledge and understanding that my life is no longer mine. I took a vow to serve God. I took a bow. I experienced a holy union where God and I became one. And I merged the aspects of myself, because it says here, anyone who enjoys the things given without offering selfless acts in return is a thief. Like, can you really think about this, right? So here we are, we're working, we're working, we're working, we're taking, we're taking, we're taking. And I really want to talk about Mary Magdalene here, right? Because she chose to anoint Christ wholeheartedly, bringing her oils, her holy oils to him as a sacred act, and preparing him for his day, preparing him for his day. That was a selfless act. And in return, she got to experience the Christ rising. Now, she didn't do it to get something. She didn't do it to have that moment. She did it because her heart was so filled with God that she was willing to do anything and everything to serve her brothers and sisters, to serve in her sacred way, in her holy way, as she was guided. And that was one of those that she was guided to. And so it continues to talk about, and you can find this biblically throughout the text as well. So to fulfill all of your duties in action is better than inaction. Chop wood, carry water. On your way to enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Once you receive enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Remain humble. Go to work every day. Go to work. There is no task in God's world that is greater or lesser than. So it doesn't matter if you're washing the toilets or if you're some executive in God's world, they're all the same. It's more the intention of your heart, the purity of your heart, right? See, that was the message I received. Blessed be all things you seek, for they are born pure of heart. What that means on my current level of awareness is that God sees the purity of my heart and is willing to use me to do God's work. Blessed be that they are born of pure heart. If I am scrubbing a toilet with reverence and respect and honor and pride in my work, or I am an executive of a company doing the same, serving because I have pride in my work, not because I'm seeking attainment or recognition or the money, but because I'm seeking to be the humblest, best person I can be. That offers the key to the kingdom. And I'm going to tell you, wisdom, Sophia, fell out of grace because she was seeking knowledge purely for the aspect of attaining knowledge. She didn't seek to do it humbly. See, that is the last step before enlightenment. She came back into grace when she became humble with the wisdom she received. Knowledge for the sake of knowledge does us no good. It simply stays in our intellect, and we don't know how to embody it, become it, and move it forward, right? So this is the promise. Enjoy the things you are given and give it back. In return, serve, serve. So it also continues to say that knowledge is hidden by a selfish desire. It has an unquenchable fire for self-satisfaction. See, that is awareness I've come to, that in my searching for recognition on the mountaintop, I always said I wanted to be on the cover of Forbes magazine because I have this brilliant intellect, which is my gift, which is my gift, right? But I had an unquenchable fire for self-satisfaction because I felt so unworthy. It is the inveterate enemy of the wise. Why? Because we're seeking self-satisfaction. The wise serve. You have an immortal soul. You are part of the infinite. And yet you seek to solve your current immediate predicament, serving the small I rather than the large I am. You must work not for the sake, but for the welfare of all. For the welfare of all. And this is what we're moving into in the feminine. This is the heart of Magdalene. See, if you watch Jesus's teachings, he didn't serve in temples for the few. He walked and he sat at tables. He broke bread. He walked with the people. He was with the people. He honestly served. He served humanity. He did his father's work for the sake of humanity. Each must do its part in the grand scheme. There's no way to avoid this, right? This is a basic law of creation. And that's what Jesus was showing us. He was showing us the way. The master was showing us the way, how to access God's kingdom. God's kingdom. He served. He served. And he allowed it to happen. And he allowed himself to be used. Action determines destiny. An action without a pure intention actually does harm. It actually does harm, because tying yourself to the pleasure of the worldly life, forgetting our spiritual dimension, leaves us and our soul out altogether. And the world and us cannot access the kingdom of God from that place. You can't access it from the intellect. Your actions must be pure of heart. Even if I go to be of service because I'm waiting for an outcome, or I'm seeking an outcome, or even seeking to heal myself through the service, I'm somewhat still misaligned. There comes a point where you have no choice but to serve. It's a choiceless choice. And we're at that point in humanity, many of us are rising into that potentiality. Now, one of my other prayers is that I am standing at the eternal edge of the infinite. I am standing at the eternal edge of the infinite with ready, willing, able, open arms. Because guess what? From where I sit today, I have no idea what's coming because I haven't seen it yet. And even as a woman who has the capacity as a prophet and to be able, as a soothsayer, to be able to see what's coming, we are at a place where we are at the edge of the infinite in consciousness. And we are opening with ready, willing, and open arms. And this is the expanse of all possibility. So open yourself, because this is the home where the illumined reside. This is the home. And I had a conversation with a friend this week, and, you know, he had this brilliant idea. And he's like, well, I don't think I'm going to do it. Stop rationalizing for the ordinary. You will have people tell you all sorts of crazy belief systems that keep you stuck, like this idea of duality and polarity. You don't have to live there anymore. It is. The light is the light is the light is the light. You can walk in a state of grace, in a state of mercy, and perpetual bliss if that is where you choose to reside. If you want to continue to live in the darkness and search for your answers in the darkness, you can stay there. But I am telling you, stop reaching for the ordinary. The home of where great visions are born and realized are in the light, in the expanse of all possibilities. So your job is to stay open, ready, and willing to catch a vision, and then become willing to change. See, my reverend, he talks about that. He talks about being willing to make the change within yourself once you catch the high vision. Because see, the self that I am today cannot build the high vision that I was given. I have to refine myself. I have to be willing to be divinely reordered and restructured and allow my life to be unfold. Now, this has been the big lesson of the last 4.5 years for me. And it has not been without its challenges, but I have learned a lot. And I have anchored the Garden of Eden, the heavens on earth within my heart. And I am here to claim my space in the holy and the most high. Now, I recognize I am human. I recognize I am human, and I'm so grateful for that, because in that keeps me searching for that love of God, keeps me in the flow of wanting to do better, wanting to do better. When you know better, you do better. When I have greater awareness, when I reach into the expanse, it is that much greater for me. And from that is where I have access to it all. So people, I implore you, really begin to ask, how can I serve? What unique gifts? Sometimes just loving the person in front of you, even when your mind tells you you don't like them. And sending them love is a selfless act, because your ego wants you to believe you don't like them and they're not worthy of love because they had done something to you, right? Now, I'm the queen of that, I want to tell you. But I have this new practice where I'm envisioning them as God, as the God light, as the God love. in their divine essence. No matter how much my ego wants to tell me that they're not worthy of love and forgiveness, right? Because I don't like what's happened to me. I can't afford to stay there. That is me serving humanity in the teachings that I am receiving. That is my ability to serve. See, through that change in consciousness, I am not breeding fear, doubt, worry, concern, judgment, hatred, dislike, lower vibrational aspects. I'm seeking to hold a high vision for myself, which is to vibrate high, to vibrate with God, to vibrate as God, as close as I can get. I am seeking the promised land, the gates of heaven. This is the home of where great visions are born and realized. And remember, when we are in selfless service, always be fruitful and find the fulfillment of your desires. That is the same as Jesus taking the basket of the fish and the bread and multiplying it, because see, they laid themselves at the feet of the teachings of the wisdom, and they were open-hearted and willing, and they came from all over because they believed, believe, believe. And blessed be all things you seek, for they are pure of heart. Seek them blessed, and they shall prosper. Seek them holy, and they shall shine. Seek them pure, and they shall be heard. Seek them whole, and they shall heal. For these are the words of the Lord God unto you. For upon this day you shall no longer perish. You have sought the love and the word of thy God, and turned your life unto me. I now turn my life unto you. Open your basket and receive thy bounty, for the riches of the kingdom are yours. Protect, dear one, and preach my name, not in vain, but in glory, to the highest, and the light of all days shall be yours, your children, and your children's children. Blessed be all things in my name. So turn your will and your life over to the care of God. As it states in these 12-step programs, see, they knew something. They were channeled and they were guided. Turn your will and your life over to the care of God. And in that, you will access all that you are seeking for. The riches are within you. The most spiritual, rich place you will ever find is your heart. That is what God is asking. Come home to me, child. Come home to me, child. Come home to me. When you come home to you, you come home unto God. So go within and seek the riches in your heart, for that is the only place you will find them. And in that place, you cultivate it and you nurture it. See, the Garden of Eden was the richness of the fertile lands with inside of you. You are the fertile soil. Tend to it, tend to your body. And once you begin to have this fertile soil, make sure you are sharing each blessing and richness you receive along the way. Give it away, give it away, give it away. It's not just money, it is beautiful wisdom. This is the divine feminine. We are beginning to share the wisdom of the teachings within the teachings, the word beyond the word, the mystical aspects of it. This is the beauty of the divine feminine. So I invite you, dear ones, to sit, sit, love, pray. And we will end here. We will end here. I hope you found some words here today or something that inspires you, that catches fire within you, and you begin to plant your seeds of consciousness throughout the world, because see, the world needs you. The world, you would not have been born in this lifetime if the world didn't need you. We need your seeds. We need you. We need your heart to create the new way that's coming, anchored in this beautiful love of the feminine. So I bid you adieu, my dear beloveds. I know that you are loved. God loves you, and I love you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I get to share my gift. My gift, and hopefully it touches someone. In love, in gratitude, in grace, in mercy. And so it is. Amen.